Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with questions and answers for the American Family Farmer. This program focuses on the family farm, farm initiatives, food and family connections, all that good stuff. And thinking about farm initiatives, I want to bring you up to date on the latest with the Right to Farm. The first part of the program I like to devote to news, and there are a couple of stories this week that I think deserve our attention. One of them is the fact the Oklahoma Supreme Court has let stand the Right to Farm. There was a challenge, and you'd wonder, in a state like Oklahoma, where did that come from? Why would there be voters were considering the Right to Farm ballot initiative, and it passed, but then there were some of the members of the High Court that said that there needed to be a challenge to this, so that's what there was. There was a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the proposal, and this has been going on for about a year. The governor there issued an order placing the matter on the ballot, but then it's been really been sticky. And one wonders, and as I said, the state of Oklahoma, why would there be a question about the Right to Farm? Maybe it's because things have changed. Oklahoma's a pretty good example. Texas is as well. How the demographics are changing and how people just don't know or relate to what's going on the farm. I know in my community here in Massachusetts, where we have the Right to Farm bylaw that's a state law, and I got it codified in our town meeting because there aren't many farms left. People buy property around the farms. They think it's great, the bucolic views, etc. But then when you go to spread manure on the farm on Sunday afternoon, they don't like it. So then there have been challenges to these sorts of things, and they always lose. And so in Oklahoma, the court they looked at the potential challengers, and they told them that because this was a ballot initiative that had been passed, and it was passed by the legislature, the measure calling for support for the farmer in ways that, you know, hadn't been. Who would have thought 15, 20 years ago that people actually want to put farms out of business because they didn't like the noise, they didn't like the smell, they didn't like seeing the animals, yada, yada, yada. It is a great protection, but it is, on the other side, to be used wisely. I think that one of the things that people get upset about, odors from the manure is an example. The people who don't get it are people who are not from farm areas. They go into these places because they're beautiful homes and beautiful open fields and that sort of stuff. But neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, and this is what happened in Framingham, I've had some confrontations with people here, but more than anything else, we have to learn how to live together. And that's, you know, a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well. And they can, some of the neighbors are frustrated and they have hard feelings about the farm. I've been involved in a suit. I had permission to grow cannabis on my farm and got involved in a 2.5-year lawsuit, which eventually I won. But it was because of the, if you will, lack of understanding or the lack of tolerance. These people love living with a farm next door and they think it's going to stay that way forever. And unfortunately, with my challenges, it was either do a cannabis grow to pay the mortgage off or put houses on it. And the house thing, that's not why I've worked decades to keep the farm open. It meant something to me. But the neighbors, these few neighbors, they just didn't want to hear it. They don't want to know. It's, you know, they're worried about what happens to the wildlife that wanders around the farm and stuff like that. That actually is pretty irrelevant because if you're going to put 179 houses on a farm, there ain't going to be any wildlife left. So here, anyway, I'm talking about my own circumstances. One of the things that is important to know, I guess to have, is a definition of being a nuisance. And so now that most states have passed the right to farm legislation, the concern came as suburbia moved out into our farming regions, the misunderstanding, and perhaps the balancing of rights. You know, it's kind of, I equate it to people moving into a neighborhood near an airport. They knew the airport was there. The neighborhood was built after the airport was there. And they complain to the government because there's noise from planes. Hey, you bought the house next to the runway, so what did you think was going to happen? Same thing is true in farms. The right to farm is a great legal protection. And so the neighbor who's complaining about the smell or whatever it is, if they can't do anything about it, you know, you don't want to rub their noses in it necessarily. But involve yourself in conflict resolution, I think, as much as anything else. It kind of lowers the noise that's coming from the neighbors that don't understand. But the same token is that the right to farm bylaw is very important. Support it and live by it. That would be my advice to those of you who are very interested. If you don't have it in your community, get it there. That would be my advice. Also, advice about getting a good night's rest here from the American Family Farmer at a time when we're all challenged to get enough sleep. We're all in the business of getting up at dawn and working until dark. So when you go home and back to the house, you have your meal, you maybe watch a little TV, maybe you're too tired, you go to bed, and you're not sleeping well. That could be because your mattress is old. It doesn't support you, and the pillows are lousy, and all of the other things. So let's go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get in on the 30% off for the MyPillow coil mattress, if you will, the sheets, the fabulous Giza Dream sheets, two sets for the price of one, plus free shipping right now at MyPillow.com using that same promo code, DJV. There are all kinds of other offers, guarantees galore. You can use any product in the catalog for 60 days. You don't like it, you send it back, get your money back. That's a fabulous guarantee. One of the reasons they continue to be so successful at MyPillow and MyPillow.com. So check it out for yourself. Order, use the DJV code. Discounts from 30 to 65% on all the merchandise. The application is different depending on what you're buying, but it's at least 30% off in the catalog at MyPillow.com. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
American Family Farmer Show, Doug Steffen here, continuing on now, introducing you to a fellow named Matthew Steinberg. Mr. Steinberg is here because he's sort of a local. I didn't know that he was, so I'm learning from my experiences trying to keep my farm going in Framingham, Massachusetts, with an idea, because there are local brewers, and maybe others of you around the country have experienced this, where brewers have come to you and said, let's grow this kind of grain because it would be good for my local brewing establishment. So Matthew is doing that with a company called Exhibit A, which is a brew, I was going to say service, a facility here again in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. And they've come to my attention because of what they're doing with local farmers. And I think that's really the story here, or at least in part it is. There's a great story behind this brewery. There's a great story, I think, Matthew, you'd agree, with all these microbreweries that have grown up. Is it the past 10 years, would you say, the past 20 years? How long have these microbreweries been a factor?
I mean, well, first, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on air with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
I've entered my 25th year of brewing professionally this year, so I'd like to say that it's been about 30 years. the last decade has seen some enormous growth in the small craft breweries.
Well, you know, you wonder where it all goes. I remember Jim Koch. I was doing a local Boston radio program, and somehow or other, he and I got connected. Has to be 30 years ago. I don't know, that is Sam Adams, but he kind of like you and many of the other ones. In Framingham, we have another brewery that's run by three brothers, Jack's Abbey, and it started in the building where you are now. And it just, you know, you look around and you see all these things emerging. Did it start with Coke? You know who Coke is, and Samuel Adams.
I do. Jim was, you know, he's kind of like what people would say is the grandfather, great uncle of what we're doing here, along with Ken Grossman from Sierra Nevada out in California. And, I don't know Jim well personally, but I've certainly worked alongside him and have met him many times and have done events with him, as most of my colleagues have in this area. We all kind of look up to him in a kind of, you know, way that rocks the industry who it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's the one who started, if you will, and look at what that's become. And maybe that's what you aspire to. Let's talk about what your aspirations are or what you are thinking, having done this for a number of years. It's a fascinating way for farmers to connect with another side of perhaps the forces of nature that use our products. So we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen here every week with an overview of what makes you, perhaps with the potential to keep American family farms going. I'm all about the ideas that can be new and fresh, what's been done by other farmers, share those stories. And so when I saw this, I didn't really know, because I'm not somebody, I've got my friends who are in Framingham that are doing unusual things, but I don't necessarily know where the hops and the grains come from, although I will tell you that when the other brewery here in Framingham, Matthew, we used to take all of the brewer's grain and feed it to my cows. And then it became so much that I couldn't use it anymore, and they gave it to somebody else. So I guess you and I have never talked about me using your brewer's grain for my cows. What do you do with? I think that's a question for all these brewers, large and small. What do you do with the brewer's grain?
Yeah, so we have a few waste products from our processes. Obviously, the brewer's grain is the big one. We also have yeast and hop material that we don't want to dump down the drain just because in an ecological reasoning, we choose not to. And we have a farm called Hidden Acre Farms. They're in Medway.
Yeah.
Dave is the farmer and owner there. Wonderful guy. He comes to our brewery basically every day of the week, Monday through Friday, and picks up the grain and any hop trube and other waste products that we could send to him. And he uses it either for feed for his cattle or pigs and also for composting in his field.
Yeah, right.
I'm certainly happy to talk to you about some brewer's grain at your farm. I think when we first started, we were working with a farmer that was basically recommended to us by Jax at the time. And, you know, just time goes by. We've grown, we're disposing of about 6,000 to 8,000 pounds, every 3 to 4 days of, dry weight of brewer's grain. So it's a fair amount.
Well,
having
the
a reliable farmer is key.
Yeah. The reason I bring it up in part isn't necessarily for my own benefit, but to give people ideas. Once again, there are a lot of farmers, a lot of dairy guys and people who are raising beef as well, who are concerned, but more dairy farmers the content of grain these days, what's in grain that's fed to cattle that are mostly milking, is not to the animal's best. It's good for increased milk production, but it's not necessarily good for the animals. And I found this out the hard way. We all experiment with stuff. And for those of you who have fed a lot of grain to your dairy animals over the years, and you've noticed that there were a lot of problems with the hoofs, and maybe you didn't put two and two together. I never did until I stopped serving grain to my cows. I never pushed. I had a Jersey herd that I was milking. You may have heard we used to sell a lot of raw milk up on the farm, which is in the same town where your brewery is. And I stopped when I ran into lots of different kinds of problems 6 or 7 years ago. Now I just raised Jersey replacement heifers there. But I will tell you that when I stopped serving grain because I didn't want to push the cows, the feet problems gone. They were just eliminated because there was whatever was in the grain was contributing to laminitis and all kinds of other foot problems, and have to have the trimmer in at least once, twice a year. That's all gone when you don't use grain. So I decided to tepidly use some of the grains from the local breweries, not knowing what the impact would be. And I found that whatever you do to make beer takes out whatever is in the grain that's bad for the cows. So, voila, we have a win-win situation all the way around. Yeah, it's very cool. All right, so we got more stories to tell for sure, and inspiring ideas for farmers. That's the idea on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House continues to reaffirm its support for Ukraine. State Department spokesman Ned Price saying while the Russians try to send the world a message with attacks in Mariupol, the United States is also sending a message standing by its Ukrainian partners. President Biden said to a group of inspectors general that they're critical to making sure federal money goes to the places it's intended, like roads, bridges, and water pipes. He explains why it's important that the bipartisan infrastructure money goes to the right place.
We've been in a situation where we used to have the number one infrastructure in the world. We now rank 13 in the world or thereabouts. And we can't be the world leader absent having the best infrastructure in the world.
The president with nothing on his public schedule Saturday. USA Radio News. A new study is out regarding elderly Americans and aging.
The older you are, the less you fret about aging where you are at. The insight from a new Associated Press poll found that U.S. adults ages 65 and older feel much better prepared to age in their own homes than those in the final stretches of their working years. The outlook among those 65 and older is upbeat, with nearly 8 in 10 saying they are extremely or very prepared to stay in their current home as long as possible. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
The IRS is boosting health savings account contribution limits next year for individuals and family plans. In 2023, a person can contribute over $3,800 with an individual health plan, up from just $3,600 this year. Eligible high-deductible health insurance is required to get that high number. That means individuals must have an annual deductible of at least $1,500. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Here at the American Family Farmer Program, Matthew Steinberg is here. He runs Exhibit A Brewing in Framingham, Massachusetts. You can go to their website, exhibit-a-brewing.com, to get an idea of what they're doing, how they're doing it, how farmers... Have you ever come across a farm, Matthew, that has been brewing beer as well? Are there such places as farms? We all know about milk being sold on the farm, but are there any farmers that have a brewing, I don't even, what are you, brewing tub,
yeah,
whatever you call the process?
Absolutely. There's many, many farms that brew beer throughout the country. There's a great one in Connecticut actually called Kent Falls Brewing Company. They have a working farm with a little bit of livestock and some growing, and some, they grow hops, they grow I think a few other like vegetable kind of things, but they have chickens and pigs and things like that, and that's a working farm. There's Outland Farm Brewery up in Maine, and they also are a working farm and brewery. It's actually a fairly, you know, kind of common connection between the farmer and the brewer, which is, you know, obviously we're using agricultural products, so that makes sense. There's also a new brewery that opened up at a hop farm in Northfield, Massachusetts, called Four Star Farm and Brewery. And they're a hop farmer. They grow about 17 acres of hops and provide hop products for the local market. And their brewery just opened, I think, actually, like during the pandemic here, like within the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely something that's happening. There's a lot of breweries that are in farming environments, whether they're actually farming or not, I think is, you know, on an individual basis. I know that up in New Hampshire in Hampton, there's a brewery called Throwback, and they are a real farm with vegetables, and they have a restaurant where they make food from their foraged items that they grow, and also they're a brewery.
You know, that reminds me, there are also, now as you're challenging me to think about other experiences and stories and places I've been, in Berlin, Massachusetts, there's a farm that's a winery. Do you know that place? I'm trying to remember what the name of it
is. I mean, there's in the is that Neshoba Brook?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is, Neshoba Brook. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So there are farms that then, and there are a couple of more out in that neck of the woods that have vineyards, and they also, you know, they're making wine, but they also are raising animals, and they have a big, there's one farm that has a really big vegetable season that also is growing and making its own wine. So, again, the idea here is to give people inspiration and ideas. What can you do on your farm that you're not doing now that maybe you can? What can you do that your farm will adapt well to? And in some circumstances, growing grains ought to be as easy as growing hay, right? I mean, I'm thinking about it. What more do you have to do? I spread my compost out in the field and plant the hay seeds. So I might as well plant these kinds, you know, the same sort of brew grain that you have. And there's some that has been developed just for you, or you found them? I know that a lot of the grains you're using are grown along the Connecticut River Valley. So have you been able to pick the grains that you want, the things that you can use to brew your beer? Do you pick them?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, yes. I mean, so just to be clear, we do use a wide variety of barley, wheat, rye, and different cereal grains in our beers, coming from actually all over the world, Germany, mm-hmm. England. But we've, you know, since we opened, one of our big focuses was trying to source as much of this locally as we can. And our partners in that are Valley Malt, and Valley Malt in Hadley in Holyoke, Massachusetts, is a malt maltster. They work directly with farmers to get cereal grains for the use for brewing, distilling, as well as baking. They're also a miller as well, so they make flour.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Under their company called Ground Up Grains. And the interesting part of that you know, the interesting and value there with the partnership with Valley Malt and Exhibit A is that we do kind of get to pick our grains, and in the sense of, like, I've described to Andrea and Chris, the owners there at Valley Malt, like, this is what we're trying to do, this is what we want, these are the flavor components that we're looking for, what do you have, and what can we develop if you don't have it? And we've worked with them directly for the last 6 years, getting those grains where we want them, making the malt exactly how we want it. And we have a variety of grains from them that are not necessarily specific to us, but certainly are specific to our needs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's not necessarily something that's just exclusive to my brewery. And, in fact, many of my friends' breweries are using these grains as well. The big one for us that we've been super proud of using is Warthog Wheat, which is a red wheat that's grown by Tor Oshner and his family farm at his family farm in Newfield, New York, and we are one of the largest users of Warthog wheat in Massachusetts. It goes in almost every beer that we make, and it's a beautiful product that we are super proud to use. And that's their specialty. Tor and his farming crew over there, that's what they do. They grow that wheat, and they are the best at it, as far as I can tell.
How do you decide what the audience or what your customers are going to want? How do you know which of these grains is going to make the right, have the right combo in it to have a tasty beer that people are going to enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, one of the biggest challenges of making anything that's consumable. It's on a subjective nature. Someone's going to like it and someone isn't, you know. And one of my skills is certainly designing beers from raw material. So I've gotten pretty good at understanding what the consumer wants and what I want. And somehow I meet them right in the middle. And it's really important for me to obviously be super proud of not only the raw materials we're using, the processes that we use, the people that are in the brewery with me for making these beers. But really, it's that big moment when a consumer brings it to their lips and they have that smile and they're like, oh, this is great. I love this.
That tastes good.
That's the part that really matters, you know. And what I would like to say is I tend to use music as a analogy, if you will. But how does a songwriter know that it's going to resonate with the band?
Mm-hmm.
We don't. We really don't. We really don't.
Yeah.
You know, you can feel it. You can think it's going to resonate. But you won't know until it's ready.
Well, but there's a lot of experience-based, and this is an experience-based circumstance, it would seem to me. Hold on Absolutely. For a second. Continuing in a few more minutes with Matthew Steinberg from Exhibit A Brewing, their website, exhibit-a-brewing.com, something for you to check out. Drinking a lot of beer can put a lot of weight on you. That's probably the only negative here to all this discussion about beer. People are getting thirsty. Hey, let's have a can of beer. Let's have a bottle of beer. Let's have some tap. Well, the weight loss stories that come, I'm not suggesting that beer is the only way you put on weight. And if you drink responsibly, you're probably not going to put on any weight. But the whole problem of weight loss, weight gain is exacerbated because people do get onto programs. They do lose weight. They are successful in losing. And then they go back to their evil ways and they start putting the weight back on again. And so what do you do about that? Well, I'm going to send you to a website called TopLoss.com, which is the home of Calitrin. And Calitrin is a 25-year product. It's been around 25 years. Doctor, three of his nurses were treating people for obesity, and they came across this formula, which is all natural, which is just perfection. Aloe vera, collagen proteins, digestive enzymes all put together to help your body repair and rebuild after you've lost the weight, especially if you do a crash diet sort of thing, a lot of exercise. It's good to get the weight off, but then keeping it off and getting your body back into shape, that's why you choose Calitrin. Right now, for the end of, until the end of the month, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary, so $25 off a 90-day supply of Calitrin, the all-natural way, the only all-natural way to lose that weight and keep it off. So celebrate with them. Celebrate your success. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code, which will give you free shipping and that $25 off. Product fabulous. And usage and success also fabulous. Check it out for yourself so you'll feel good about losing the weight and keeping it off. Go to toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with Matthew Steinberg here on the American Family Farmer Program, originating on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. My labor of love is the farm and keeping it as a farm. And also, I'm very proud of what has gone on in my community, a very diverse community. And I think Matthew Steinberg is helping that because there are a lot of small businesses that have gotten started here. And you have, the sky's the limit, I suppose. We were talking about Jim Koch. What are your aspirations? What are you, you've been doing this for 25 years. So does your mother say, okay, Matthew, what are you going to do when you grow up?
Yeah, they did. They both my parents did that.
Yeah.
I mean, my aspirations are to build and maintain a stable company that profits and pays our people well and contributes to the community in a positive way. Supporting obviously local farms is a big part of it, but also giving back to the community and having a place that provides a safe and diverse, you know, place to visit and also to think about when you're supporting us in the market. You know, we do sell our beer throughout Massachusetts as well as the rest of New England, except for Connecticut. We also sell beer in Japan and California.
Really?
In Virginia, yeah.
How'd you open up a market in those other countries? How'd that happen?
Yeah, Japan was kind of random. Like they came to us and said, hey, we're starting this company called Drink Uppers, and we're going to be providing the cities with these vending machines that are chilled, like a soda machine, and that's how they sell our beer.
I can just see that now. We'll have vending machines for beer. Now that sounds like that isn't even legal in Massachusetts, is it, or in America anywhere?
I don't think so. I don't know, but they certainly love it in Tokyo, I'll tell you that. So,
I wouldn't have even thought about it. Beer and the Japanese people just don't seem to go together. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, the young clientele, that 25 to 35-year-old Japanese people are big-time supporting the American craft beer.
They like American everything, I think, at that age, don't they?
Probably.
Because the Second World War is kind of worn off. The grandparents and parents that remember, perhaps with a little anxiety, what happened in World War II, that's all gone now. The universality of the world being so small, and they probably they don't have the land to grow stuff like this, so they're looking around, and America has become well-known. You'd think, you know, is it ever compared with, like, what happens in Germany or Austria? Because I know there were a lot of some of these breweries in the Alps that used to, I don't know if they still do, used to have an impact.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We try to just focus on what we're doing. I'm not exactly sure what's going on over there.
Apparently you are doing well. You got local grain, a lot of notoriety, and what I would like, I'm not a beer drinker, but I would like if you could find a blueberry-based beer, maybe I'd drink it. I like the fruity stuff.
Yeah, there are. We do a fruited beer right now. It's got passion fruit, pink guava, and orange juice.
Oh, all right. Maybe I'll have a little, because it's good when you're in the hayfield in the summertime, have something like that to quench your thirst, if you will. So a lot to be learned. Matthew, thank you for being here telling us the story of Exhibit A Brewing. Again, the website, exhibit-a-brewing.com. Matthew Steinberg here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
53 after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I'm an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster. Been around the farm. Been around cows all my... I just sounded like a New Englander. Fam. I've been around the fam. I have been around the farm and love still being around the farm. I don't know what my life would be like, frankly, if I didn't have the farm, didn't have the animals, didn't have the tractors, didn't have the people that I work with. And at this time of year, it's kind of fun because there are a lot of auctions that I find to be very important part of the community of agriculture. And all of the stories that we tell on the American Family Farmer are available sort of in abbreviated form in our podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So just go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can see the podcast. You can see the highlights of the programs, discussions, etc. Go back years and years and years. A lot of questions come from people who want some answers. So you can look at the title, the information that's in the podcast, and grab onto it and enjoy listening to it. Every week it's new at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This portion of the program is usually left to me and my thoughts, my opinions about things. And my thought this week goes to springtime and ice cream. I have been selling ice cream on my farm for a long, long time. Used to make it myself when I was milking. Don't anymore. Finding good ice cream is one of the challenges. This past weekend, I went to a new purveyor, a fellow that's been in the dairy business. His family is in, I think, the sixth or seventh generation of making ice cream and milk and things that people really are, if you'll pardon the pun, thirsting for. Good local quality, good taste, just good ingredients. And so as I think about this time of year and what we do at this time of year and what We can't, unless we're in dairy, it's probably not a lot to sell if you're north of the Mason-Dixon line, but that's changing. A lot of people are selling plants and flowers and that sort of thing, maybe compost. I've gotten quite a large composting operation going on my farm, and the stuff's being bagged and sold, and it really is being well received because it's great stuff. And so there are, you know, the whole business about what's going on in the pastures. I pasture my cows, 100% grass-fed, all of them are. And that's what more people who are looking for good dairy are looking for from dairy farmers. This is a great way to produce the desirable milk and ice cream and cheeses that are such an important factor in what you deliver to your consumers. They can get crap in the store. They don't need your stuff. Now, I shouldn't say all the milk in the store. There's some people, local dairies that do have inroads to some of the grocery store chains that are smart enough to feature local. But if they don't, then I can guarantee you that whatever people who are drinking the milk that doesn't come from you and your farm or from local farms is pretty much crap, especially with the consolidation more and more of the sources of processing. So I guess going back to where I am at this time of year, thinking about the quality index of the products and how it's so much fun to see the cows out in the pasture, the grass, the benchmarking of the quality of the grass-fed milk. It's you can taste, you really can taste the difference. And you can do that. This fellow I went to visit at the ice cream plant, there's so much difference in the quality of the local ice cream. I can, again, almost guarantee you that locally produced ice cream is going to be better than anything you can find in any grocery store anywhere, unless they're focusing on the local producers. Ben & Jerry's used to be a great brand. Not so much anymore because they sold out to some big company and they've kind of watered down the quality of the ice cream. It's still okay, but it's not like it was. And that happens with a lot of things. Local regional brands, like here in New England, it was the Friendly Ice Cream Company that had everybody talking about how great their ice cream was in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. And the family sold out, and the quality of the ice cream went down, and it keeps going down and down, as does the quality of pretty much everything. And so it was kind of a farm family thing. The people that started Friendly Ice Cream were from farm families, and they had a dairy. And, you know, it became a restaurant chain, and now the quality is awful. And so I just think that if you are going through this making ice cream, you're producing local milk, you should be crowing about that. There should be news, local news channels and newspapers or online sources of news telling your story. And if they aren't, you should be doing something about it. That would be my advice. Make a lot of noise about your product because I'm sure it's good and people want to know about it. That's the situation here this week on the American Family Farmer.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.